From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Paige Dillard. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. The smooth sounds of jazz are drawing music fans to various venues across the city. While Oklahoma City has a long history with the genre, the tunes are finding a new group of fans in the Sooner State. Josh Delaney is a reporter for The Oklahoman and recently visited several venues across the city, offering and promoting local jazz musicians. Josh, where all did you stop?
Well, I've been to Saint Sessions at the Saints Pub in the Plaza District. And they've had a pretty good scene over there for a while now. And most recently, the Ice Event Center and Grill. It's over on Northeast 36th. And they have an open jazz jam every Monday night. So they have a house band and a singer. But if you're good enough, and that's the key, you need to be good. This is not a place to practice. You can sign up and bring your instrument in and go for it for a couple of hours.
So are most of these music venues in one location, or are they spread out throughout the city? Like how many different venues did you find?
Well, there's several. Saints Pub is one. The Blue Door, which is a listening room and has a lot of great musicians come in and play. They've recently started some jazz sessions over there. The Skirvin has been home to jazz for a while, but they have this new live jazz experience that they're doing as well. And then also the ISA Event Center. So a lot of good spots, and they seem to be in a good variety of neighborhoods.
And it all seems to be kind of driven by one group or one company called OK Sessions.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, OK Sessions is run by Christian Pearson, and he was formerly in the finance industry, but he's also a jazz musician. And so he left finance a while back to really promote the live music scene throughout Oklahoma City. So he is the one that has kind of gotten things started over at the Blue Door, and I think he's promoting the stuff over at the Skirvin as well. And he's been doing the Saint Sessions for a while, too.
So how many different places does he help work with, or how many musicians does he have?
Oh, boy. I don't know how many venues or how many musicians, but when it comes to, besides those few that I mentioned, in terms of venues, but musicians, it's countless. He gets them from all over the place.
Because it's not just jazz, too, right? It's various genres. It's local artists in general. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Artists from Oklahoma and even out of the state, particularly when it comes to jazz, though. It's just all kinds of musicians, all kinds of players and singers and whatnot. So he's got a lot going on.
Obviously, Oklahoma's no stranger to the music industry. We have a lot of country musicians that come out of, Oklahoma. There's been a few rock groups I can think of. But when I think of jazz, I think of Deep Deuce and Charlie Christian. So we have a history with jazz.
We do, and it's a rich history, but it's a genre that has this staying power. Each generation comes along and they discover it, in air quotes, and really get into it, kind of like the blues. Every generation there's going to be those folks that are just drawn to it. Jazz in particular, it seems to draw really good musicians that like to play live and like to play live on the fly and improvise and do that sort of thing. And certainly met a few of them while I was out and about. Some of them are classically trained musicians, but they just love playing the jazz.
So, we mentioned that there's a new generation finding this genre, but what were the crowd sizes like when you went to some of these venues?
I think in some places, people are going to a venue to hang out or to have a beer or to have a meal, and the jazz group just happens to be there, so they may not know, but still they get into it. And then you have your other hardcore fans that will go to each of these places specifically to see jazz players, you know, work their craft. Certainly over at ICE, the playing is really good, and it, in the sense of it's lively, if that makes any sense. It's not your toned down
elevator type. Yeah, elevator music. It's more lively and upbeat.
Yeah, and the crowd will get into it. If the musician is giving them 150%, the crowd will respond that way as well. So there will be hooting and hollering, and some of the lyrics can be when you get a singer up there that's singing these old bluesy, scandalous love songs, the crowd will laugh and cheer and applaud and do that thing, you know, because people can be hardened. So it's sort of I've been there, done that inside, like, yeah, I really felt that lyric or that line. So it's really neat to see the crowds get into these bands, for lack of a better term.
Now, if someone's listening to this and they decide they want to go, where should they work? And is there like a central location for information on the web? Or do they just, you said Monday nights at Saints? Does each group have like its own night that specializes in jazz?
They do. But the best location online would be to get into the Googler and look up OK Sessions. Christian runs a blog there, and he's got the dates and times for different events all over the city. And it's not one of those stale websites that he updates every now and then. He's on it every single day. So, and you can learn about the musicians there too and see who's coming in. So,
all right, well, great.
Educational. Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
All righty.
That's all for today's edition. Be sure and tune in tomorrow to Oklahoman Unfolded.